It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last week, the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approved a proposal to form a new College of Computing and Artificial Intelligence at UW-Madison.
It's the first time that leaders of the system's flagship campus have created a new academic division since 1983, when they opened the School of Veterinary Medicine.
Campus leaders say the move is in response to growing enrollment in computer science and related majors.
The new college will be housed in Morgridge Hall. That's a $267 million facility that opened in August.
Jennifer Mnookin joins us now, Chancellor of UW-Madison since 2022. Chancellor Mnookin, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Launching a new academic division, it's a really big deal. Why make this move now?
Well, it's something that really builds on years of vision and hard work as we've been growing our strength in computer science and related disciplines. And then we've also seen that artificial intelligence is starting to touch everything, all disciplines, so many places in the workforce. And this seemed like the right moment to pull all of that together, both for a new college that will train students who might major in these disciplines, but also serve as a hub for our whole campus and, frankly, broader communities as well.
Can you talk about removing these aspects from the College of Letters and Sciences? I mean, from what I understand, this college would be the new home for the School of Computer, Data, and Information Sciences, which was started in 2019, currently part of the College of Letters and Sciences. What are the benefits of starting a whole new college rather than letting the computer science program continue to thrive where it is?
Well, it certainly is thriving where it is, and I think it will thrive in this new way as well. And I think it will also continue to have a great deal of connectivity with letters in science and all across our campus. But at scale, we now have 3,000 computer science majors. It's almost tripled since 2015. It's become our largest major. Data science is one of our fastest growing majors and has 1,700 students. Information science has about 500 students. It just started in 2022 as a major. And then we have many more students from all across our university who are taking classes in these disciplines or doing certificates, which is our word for minor. And so at this scale, it just made a lot of sense to make it a freestanding college where we can focus on meeting our student needs, our faculty needs, and also creating connectivity all across campus with letters in science, but also all of our other schools and colleges.
I want to go back to that connectivity in just a moment, but in terms of the numbers of computer science majors, computer science grads are facing the worst entry-level job market in years. Are you worried about oversaturation, about overproducing computer science majors relative to market demands?
I think that there's going to continue to be a lot of opportunity for those who study computer science, but we are seeing students interested in doing two majors, computer science and something else, so that they can combine computer science or data science with another area of substantive knowledge as well. It wouldn't surprise me if that is a growing trend, especially in a time when when AI is able to do some kinds of coding that junior computer scientists used to do. So I think we're going to see a changed job market, but I'm confident that knowledge of and expertise in computing and artificial intelligence, along with related disciplines, are going to continue to be extremely valuable spaces of study for our students and for those entering the workforce across a whole array of domains.
And when you talk about related disciplines and connectivity, there is concern about these computing schools popping up at universities around the country and that they're siloing computer science majors and from keeping them engaged deeply with other disciplines like the humanities, like social sciences.
We're going to be doing just the opposite. We are committed to this new college being a hub for the whole university, not a silo, not a fortress. There will be no moat around it. Rather, we're going to be building it to make sure that there's significant connectivity. And then also, we look at questions not just about how AI is increasing and growing, but also some of the ethical questions around how do you use AI responsibly, and what does this mean across all disciplines? So I envision that there'll be just as much or more linkage between AI and the humanities, the arts, the sciences, our School of Medicine and Public Health, and we're all very committed to ensuring that the college is built with a focus on those forms of connectivity.
Chancellor Mnuchin, this news comes in a very difficult budget environment, as you know, and departments across campus were asked to reduce their budgets by 5 to 7%, some departments seeing layoffs. So how are you and other campus leaders weighing this decision in the midst of a budget challenge in other areas of the university?
Yeah, thank you for the important question. We're committed to making sure that we can continue to build for our future and that it does not come at the expense of the many strengths all across our university. We'll be moving, obviously, some positions and some budget from Letters and Science to this new College of Computing, but that will come from the parts of the budget that are already going to these areas. And we're also committed to growing philanthropic support and private corporate support to help support the college. So I'm confident that we're going to be able to do this in a way that doesn't detract from the great many incredibly important strengths all across our campus. And it's also very important in times of budget challenge that we continue to make sensible fiscal decisions, but that we also build for our shared future for the sake of our university, our state, our students, and future opportunities.
We're talking with Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin about the new AI college coming to UW-Madison and other updates from campus. You know, around the state, people are concerned about the encroachment of AI, especially when it comes to all of the data centers which are popping up around Wisconsin. There have been protests of these data centers. How are you making the case to Wisconsinites about why the UW needs to make this further investment in AI?
Well, I think AI is touching so many aspects of all of our lives, and that's not going away. We need to assess how we do that and how we do that well, and all of the important issues around questions of sustainability, questions of what kinds of skills do students and the workforce need in order to succeed. But the answer can't be to turn away from these important areas. There's just no question that every major industry is being touched by technology, and AI literacy and expertise are going to be essential for our economic sustainability and our future. So we hope and expect that this new college will help ensure that Wisconsin companies and communities don't get left behind in that digital transformation, but rather that we're ready to face it head on.
So while computer science majors are booming, there are other majors that are shrinking, and UW system administrators are developing this new metric for determining when to cut academic programs. What would you say to people here who are concerned about seeing programs like French or German or Filipino language classes, these programs perhaps going away while the university invests in a new AI college?
So I think it's really important to recognize that we're not just treating artificial intelligence as a panacea or as a plus, but rather as something that's impacting all kinds of things, including possibly even learning languages, learning foreign languages, how we do the arts. We need humanities to be part of our AI infrastructure. You know, university students do make their own decisions about what to study and what to learn, and universities need to be responsive to that. So there are marketplace dimensions to what we do, but we're also not simply a marketplace. We are repositories of knowledge and learning, and we need to recognize that both of those are extremely important. So I actually think that as we think about AI and what it means for our future, that there's a good deal of space for the humanities and the arts and the social sciences, as well as the sciences, to be a very important part of that conversation, of that research, and even modes of study. Critical thinking skills, the ability to write and think, these needs are not going away simply because we have large language models.
What happens after programs get flagged for low enrollment? What will this metric do to such programs?
So the Board of Regents is considering how they're going to think about these issues across the system. We at UW-Madison have been fortunate to be able to make our own internal choices about program development and how we operate. I'm not saying that we're not affected by the possibility of low enrollments anywhere, but I really think that we have so many opportunities to ensure that we are teaching such a big array of majors and programs and of study, and we're going to continue to do exactly that.
International student enrollment is down this year, with 30% fewer international freshman students coming to UW-Madison this fall. How is that affecting the university?
So we did see a real, though modest, decrease in overall international student enrollment. I believe we were down about 500 students overall. We have about, overall, in terms of our undergraduate population, about 3,600 international undergraduates this fall, as opposed to 3,782 the previous year. So there is a decrease, but it is not an enormous decrease. We are really proud of the way that we are a global intellectual community, and that we provide opportunities to students from all across the world, many of whom do end up staying right here and becoming entrepreneurs or making contributions right here in Wisconsin. Others of whom take the Wisconsin values and the Wisconsin idea back to their home country. So we continue to care a lot about having a global community. We want to work to support our international undergraduates. We were pleased that most of the students who wanted to be with us were able to go through the visa process. But we also recognize that at this moment, some of our national policies risk making our global students feel less welcome in our nation, and we think that's too bad.
Chancellor Mnookin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
That is UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin. We've been talking about challenges facing the university this year and last week's announcement of a new College of Computing and Artificial Intelligence, which is set to launch in July. And for disclosure, Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of UW-Madison.